Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 25 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I'll begin a series that's going to actually be a multi-part series. And the topic of this series is going to be Godly Heritage. Basically, this is going to be the series on parenting. Parenting is something that is very important in the world we live in today. I feel like if we look at many aspects of the world we live in today, it's a direct outgrowth of the kind of parenting we have been championing with our kids, right? When parents do a good job, right, society is a better place. But when parents do a terrible job, society is a pretty terrible place, right? And one thing I think we will realize by the end of this series is, as a parent, you have a very big role in what your child's destiny looks like. If you do a good job with them, they're going to have a great destiny. If you do a terrible job with them, they're going to have an awful destiny, right? So I'm going to introduce the topic and then talk about some key things as we proceed through this series. So the anchor scripture I'm going to be using for this is for this topic is Psalms 127 verses 3 to 5, right? Psalms 127 verses 3 to 5, right? It says that children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring are a reward from him. So children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring are a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children from, are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court, right? This is the NIV translation, the New International Version. But there are other translations that say when they speak with the men at the gate, right? So the thing is, the topic again is godly heritage. So again, what in the world does the word heritage mean? Well, heritage is an inheritance. If you even look at the term inheritance and heritage, you see they both have herit in them, right? They are very similar words. So a heritage is an inheritance. It's your allotment, right? So it's something you get. Like, say, for example, a person's parents are living in this world and they're like, okay, we're leaving this to Johnny, we're leaving this to Esther, right? They are passing down that inheritance to you. Now, the thing is, when Jacob was dying in Genesis 49, right, he blessed his sons, he passed on a heritage to them. But the thing is, heritage can be good, heritage can be bad, right? So, for example, an example of a good heritage is, let's say, for example, you train your children up in a certain way, right? You are passing down a good heritage to them. You are teaching them the right thing in life. A bad heritage is where your children, they observe a bad behavior in you. And then they take that bad behavior, and that's the thing that guides their every action, right? So the thing is, if you're doing stuff like that, you're passing on a bad heritage to them, right? So, and I'll go into more detail on this, but again, I want to give like a kind of like a brief survey in this specific podcast, right? So what kinds of heritage can you pass down to your kids? Again, like I said, you can pass down a good heritage, right? You can pass down like the heritage of blessings, right? Again, if you look at Genesis 49, right, verses 8 to 12, when Jacob was blessing his sons before he left this earth, he actually pronounced blessings upon Judah, right? But on the flip side, you can also pronounce a curse upon your kids, right? Or you can pass on bad things to them, right? When he was blessing Reuben, his firstborn, he did not bless him, right? He did not bless him. In fact, if you remember, there's a part of Genesis 49 where it says, oh, turbulent as the waters, you will no longer excel, right? Essentially, he was cursing his son, right? So again, you don't necessarily have to curse your kids, right? But you can pass on a bad heritage to them. Let's say you pass down like poor nutritional habits to them. That's what they're going to stick with. Or let's say you pass on a poor, not just nutritional habits, but let's say you pass on like poor choices on like, oh, this is what a home should look like. Like, for example, I'll give you a good example. In my home, growing up as a child in Nigeria, my parents, we always had family devotional. Always, right? At least as much as I remember, right? We'll get up in the morning and literally around 6, 7 a.m., the whole family is gathered together to praise God, to worship God, to read the Bible, and everyone participates. My dad was not the person that would make, oh, okay, I'm the dad, I'm the head of the home, so I'm going to do everything. No, everyone, every child, mom, dad, everyone participated, right? So the thing is, now in my home, I feel very comfortable doing family devotion every single day with my wife, right? Again, these are all things that I just saw models to me, right? But again, if you're a parent that just models the wrong things to your kids, then that's exactly what they're going to copy in marriage, right? So again, what kind of heritage are you passing on to your kids? So the thing is, again, the text that I read, right, that it says, oh, children are heritage from God. And it says, oh, the fruit of the womb is his reward. So the thing is, kids, the kids you have, they're actually God's reward to you. They're actually an inheritance of God passed down to you, right? And the thing is, I think we all need to fundamentally understand that God does not give us cursed children, right? Again, even if you look at the, there's this part of the Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs 10 verse 22 that says, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and he adds no sorrow to it, right? The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and he adds no sorrow to it. Right. So the thing is, God does not give us cursed children. Right. Any child that God has given to you, they're actually supposed to be blessings. Right. So for all your work in serving God, he gives you children as a reward. Because I feel like in this society that we live in today, children are looked at as a burden. Right. Like, oh, this child, if I didn't have this child, I'll have more opportunities in life. And I remember there was some award ceremony that, you know, happened maybe last year or 2 years ago. There was this, you know, relatively famous actress that essentially talked about how a child that was aborted, you know, helped her get more opportunities in life, right? Again, like that kind of perspective on kids, right? As, oh, wow, this child is an impediment to my destiny. This child is an impediment to me moving forward in life, right? That kind of perspective is not what God intended when he gave us children. Right? That is not the perspective God intended. And again, I feel like these days in society, kids are just looked at as burdens. No, well, these kids, they're going to mess up my life. Oh, once I have kids, my life is completely over. No, that is not what God intended. Right? So what are some important lessons from the text that I read and all these things? Well, the first thing is, again, your children are not a burden. They're not a burden to you. Again, many parents, they believe otherwise. But the thing is, I feel like if parents had the right perspectives on their kids, they would treat their kids the right way and they would train their kids up in the right way, right? Again, your children are not supposed to be an inconvenience to you, right? And let me tell you this, since children are God's inheritance to you, you're actually supposed to enjoy them, right? Because think about it. When your parents leave you an inheritance, they are leaving it to you so that you can enjoy it, right? They are not leaving it to you so that you can sorrow over it, right? So the thing is, God does not want to add sorrow to your life. Parenting is something you should enjoy. Your home should not be any kind of war zone, right? Even the Bible says, oh, wow, blessed is the man that has his quiver full of them, right? It means that your children are almost like a collector's item to you, right? A godly home should be one of peace and joy. Right? It should not be one of regret. You should not regret having kids. Your kids should not be the thing that makes you have a nervous breakdown. They should be people that make you happy, that make you excited, that make you feel like, wow, I feel like I'm heading on the right track, right? So since these children are inheritance, you need to properly steward them, right? The thing is, sometimes an inheritance is a blessing to a person. It adds positives to their lives. But on the other hand, some people, they get an inheritance and it almost destroys them. Right? So it's not the inheritance that was the problem. It was the inheritor that misused that inheritance, right? So like if, for example, you look at the book of Luke 15, the story of the prodigal son, right? He got an inheritance, but that inheritance messed him up and almost cost him his life, right? So the thing is, whenever a home fails, it's many times not because of the children, right? These children are from God. God does not give you bad children, right? They are only bad parents of these children, right? So a home not being what God wants it to be is many times a failure of parenting, right? It was not Hophni and Phinehas that were the problem. It was their dad, Eli, that was the problem, right? So again, it's very important to realize this, that you need to properly steward the kids that the Lord has given unto you. So I think this is a very good stopping point. But I guess one thing I want to say as I end is, again, for those of you listening to this podcast, Jesus Christ has made a big, big, big difference in my life. Jesus has completely turned my life around. When I made a decision to commit my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, my life started heading in the right direction. So I want to encourage you today. If you want to give your life to Christ, can you please say this prayer with me? Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Forgive me of all my sins. Save me from all my sins. I turn away from all my sins. I believe that you died on the cross and shed your blood to cleanse me from my sins and give me life. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. And give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, congratulations, you're a child of God. You've taken that very first step towards a lifetime of bliss, towards a life where you're going to end up in the right destination. The first thing I will encourage you is, again, find the Bible, read it, do what it says. A very good place to start as a new believer is the book of John. And also, the next thing I will encourage you to do is to find a Bible-believing church and seek community with other believers. Again, look at what I said. I said Bible-believing church. There are many churches these days that put the name of God on the name of their church, but they actually do not believe in God, right? They preach heresy. They don't preach things that are consistent with the Word of God. So find a true church. For me personally, I go to the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a church that has thousands of parishes all over the world. There's probably one very close to you, within some driving distance of you. So, find the Bible-believing church, seek community with other believers. As you read the Bible, think about what you're reading, do what it says, and all will be well with you. Thank you for listening to me. I'll see you in the next podcast. God bless you. Thank you.